This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, hour number two. Tiki and Tierney, what's happening? How are you today? See what LeBron's got up his sleeve. I saw a video of LeBron shooting around, honestly, 4 hours ago in Boston. He's getting ready. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So the first hour on the Warriors and the Rockets. Obviously, Warriors jumping out one zip. Rockets played pretty well, but Warriors just one of those special teams. And I know it's funny. I want to get to Cano here in depth. But it's funny. We have this comes up infrequently, but when it does, I make sure I point it out. I am a stickler for overusage or incorrect usage of the word great.
Yeah.
Like, you hear it all the time.
Of course.
And you hear a lot of players say, oh, you know, about a teammate, he's a great player. Mm-hmm. No, he's not a great player. He's a good player. He's a marginal player. He's a slightly above average player. Like, great is reference. Like, to me, I really hold
that word.
Or maybe
there needs to be another word that's above great.
Almost like that middle tier for quarterback contracts.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to find a new word. We'll come up with a word before the end of the day. But I feel like, while we are quick, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong on this, this pertains to the Warriors. While we are quick to thrust players, maybe unnecessarily or prematurely, into a rarefied air, maybe before they really deserve it, we're a little more reluctant to do that with teams. Mm. I feel like there's more of a green light. We'll kind of push the players into onto the greatness avenue, but we're more protective of the iconic teams.
Yeah, well, I think it's twofold. One is because when you fall in love with a guy like his game, you want him to be great, right? Because why else would you like him? But then two, you don't assign that to his team because if they should fail, not win a championship, you need an excuse for the guy that you say is great. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like you're building in an excuse just in case the team isn't great, but the guy is still great.
Mm-hmm. And I just point that out. Just let's not forget what we're watching here with these Warriors. I mean, this is incredibly special. And one game of the bank. Still have to get three more before they get to the finals. And obviously, Teak and I will be all over it as we move forward here on the show. All right. So what, about an hour before we went on the air today, we found out about Cano. And it's really sad for somebody who's, you know, for a position of offensive, there's just not many great second basemen. Joe Morgan's one. Mm-hmm. Jeff Kent's one. You know, there's a couple along the way here for sure. Utley had a couple of great years. I'm trying to keep it more recent rather than just reaching to the annals of baseball history. And now it's a little different, too. Clearly, you're getting some guys who can mash at second base. But Cano, and I tweeted this, when we went to bed last night, and you can debate the merits of first ballot candidacy, whatever. But when we went to bed last night, he was a absolute lock to get in the Hall of Fame someday with a career average of over 300 and an OPS of over 850. He's going to wind up with 3,000 hits if he stays healthy at a position where you just don't see many great players. And now all of a sudden, he goes from that to, in essence, Cooperstown pariah very fast.
Yeah.
Number one, is it fair? Is it fair?
Well, I mean,
because it just changes. There's no middle ground. That's it.
Yeah. Once you get labeled a steroid user, it just changes how people think about you. No matter how great you are, it just changes how people think about you.
Yep.
Now, there hasn't been any failed steroid test for Robinson Cano in his long career. He's 35 years old. However, this substance that they detected, furosemide, is a known masking agent. Now, there's other uses for it. It's for kidney buildup of liquid on your kidneys for kidney failure or cirrhosis of the liver, or if you have a congestive heart failure and you have fluid in your chest, it's that type of substance to help treat those type of issues. Robinson Cano, unless he's a closet alcoholic, I don't think he is, likely doesn't have any of these issues. Now, there was other news that you found. I don't know where you read this earlier, but you were reading the break. But it was more telling than what the initial statement was that we got issued by the Major League Baseball Players Association on behalf of Robinson Cano.
I got it, T.
And that statement, yeah, you can read it here in a second.
Sure.
But Robinson Cano basically said, I was treating various medical conditions in the United States and in the Dominican Republic, and a licensed doctor in the DR gave me this substance, mm-hmm. and I didn't know it was banned. I should be more careful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I love the sport. I would never do anything. I've never taken performance-enhancing drugs. I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to rejoining my teammates later on this season. So he's accepted the suspension.
He's got no choice.
Of course he's got no choice. But
well, you can appeal it, and they'll lose it.
In context of this other information that came out a little bit ago, I almost could have bought his argument. And then I read these other things that you told me.
Yeah, T.J. Quinn, who used to write investigative pieces, won a bunch of awards for the Daily News. And he's with ESPN now. He's been there for a couple of years. He wrote this. He tweeted this out, I don't know, an hour or so. And I saw C.J. Nikowski, our buddy, mm-hmm. retweeted it as a subtweet. And then he commented. That's how I actually saw T.J.'s initial, because I don't follow him on Twitter. And T.J. wrote, important on Cano, players are not automatically suspended for using diuretics. Mm-hmm. The suspension means MLB was able to prove... this is key, that he was using it to mask a drug. I mean, how they prove that, I don't know, but TJ's not one to just throw out comments.
You're right.
He is a journalist through and through and a good one. He writes, Cano tested positive before the season, appealed, and dropped the appeal.
Yeah, that's the bigger part right there.
Now, listen, let's use common sense. A couple of things jumped out to me. Number one, and I really do like Cano, but it doesn't matter at this point. Who were his best friends on the Yankees? One was Melky Cabrera, mm-hmm. and one was A-Rod.
Yeah.
Both failed tests, both got pinched.
Yep.
Now, it doesn't mean that if both two of your best friends are doing drugs or cheating on their wives or cheating the IRS that you're doing the same thing. I'm not saying that fully.
No guilt by association.
Absolutely not, but let the common sense gene click in a little bit. You know, if your best buddies with A-Rod and Melky and they're doing what they were doing, powers of deduction, maybe. Now, bigger picture here, I might actually have a solution because there's always going to be masking agents. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be rogue chemists. Mm-hmm. And there are always going to be desperate ball players.
Yeah.
Those things aren't going away. The only, and this will, I don't want to say this will never happen, but if you look at Verlander's tweet, he basically mocked Cano. He said, you know, coming down in 1, 2, 3, dot, 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 whatever. Where's, I didn't see it, but
give me the excuse.
The excuse, right? So Verlander's already mocking him. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of players over the years that have been on the record, and forcefully so, and I don't blame them, trying to get real distinct separation from playing the game the right way and playing it when you're medically enhanced, okay, pharmaceutically enhanced. There's a solution here, but the problem is it's got to be collectively bargained. And that, as we know, that's always been a problem.
Which is?
The problem, that here's the solution. I'm going to give it to you. When you, if they were able to co-sign and implement, I'll even give them the second one. I'll give them a pass on the first one. Mm-hmm. If you get pinched a second time for PEDs, masking, diuretics, PEDs, horse pills, whatever Manny Ramirez was taking that you give women trying to have twins. I don't know what he was doing. Whatever it is, if that happens, 50% of your contract is automatically voided. Mm. Because the only way, and I'm going to even give you a little wiggle room. If you fail one test, just in case there's some circumstances there's just an element of shade of gray, I want to be in fairness to the process of not everything always being black and white.
And
the only deterrent.
And if you just made a mistake. And you just made a stupid mistake. You know what I mean? Seriously.
I think I feel less passionately than you want that.
Not like you took a steroid and like, I'm going to just cheat this one time.
No,
not
no,
like
I'm
that.
Saying,
you happen to take something that has, you know what I mean? It's a mistake.
I do know what you mean, but did you take it in the Dominican Republic? Because if you do that, then you know what? That is no longer an excuse. 60 Minutes had a piece.
Agreed.
Years ago. It was a great piece, the lawless environment of the Dominican Republic where you can walk down to the corner drugstore. It's been regulated a little bit since, not as much as it needs to be, and literally buy horse pills, PEDs.
Yeah.
Like you'd buy, you know, face
aspirin.
Wash and soap and whatever, razor blades, throw in some PEDs before I leave. Why don't you? Take a box of condoms, take some PEDs, I'll take this. That's what they were doing. So we are so deep into this now. You know, 5, 10, 10, 12 years ago, viable excuse. Do not go to a doctor in the Dominican Republic when your checks have $30 million in the United States.
You're right.
That's not an excuse.
And if there's something ailing you, we know that the team doctors at these organizations are paid to be excellent. You get the best doctors.
The best.
It's not like you're getting the fourth or fifth rate doctor in the area. You're getting the best doctor.
Correct. Which is why he didn't take it to get the water off the
whatever it was,
the diuretic. Yeah. What are the functions for the cirrhosis of the liver? The other to cleanse the kidney or the. That because of the doctors that he has with the Seattle Mariners.
Agreed. They would have.
They're not going to give him that.
Of course, they're not going to give it to him. But I don't know what the medical condition is. Now, the question is: Do we give him the benefit of the doubt? I started to, because we used to love him here when he was in New York, until I saw that he tested positive actually at the beginning of the season. Because it feels like it was right now, like this happened a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
It never does. I remember when Melky got pinched, I was actually out in San Francisco for this. Remember, people made a whole a whole fake website.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And so, I mean, there's a timeline before that where they need to legally connect all the dots. So the players are aware.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a heavy burden to carry around. Not only going to get popped any day, but it is what it is.
I'm just talking in real time. When we heard this 2 hours ago. I kind of wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I didn't even think about doing that.
Maybe.
Not because I'm callous. I just don't believe it anymore.
I mean,
I don't trust anybody.
How can you?
I don't. But you got to remember, you know, when you were playing for the Giants, I mean, there was a period in local radio, and I'm sure that it permeated the other local markets, but every single day was about steroids. Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez, Jason Giambi. All guys who played in our backyard.
I remember.
Imagine just doing local radio every day on that.
I remember.
You get to a point where you're like, you know what? I really like Cano. Great player. Do I think he needed him? No. Mm-mm. I don't believe you. I just don't believe you.
Yeah, then that's the problem.
I don't believe you.
That's
sorry.
The problem. And now when he comes up for the Hall of Fame, he's 35 years old. This will be something that now is part of the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. And it should be. I mean, but I want to get back to my possible solution.
Yeah.
Because I believe the only thing to really deter people from making these reckless, selfish decisions, short-sighted decisions, is money. Mm. And they're either trying to prove the contract and you know, deliver on the contract they got, which maybe Cano's doing that, and he actually has been. He's been playing well since he went to Seattle. Or they're trying to get that one big contract that alters 3, 4, 5 generations of family wealth, which on some level, of course, I get it. And I've said many times that, you know, during that era, if I was better in baseball, I would have taken PEDs. I told you, I had a guy in college. I sincerely thought about it, but I knew I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
I just knew it. So why it would only make me look good at the beach, which actually, you know, when you're young, isn't the worst thing in the world. But I knew it wouldn't make me money.
Yeah.
And I knew it wouldn't elevate my base level of talent. If it was going to put money in my pocket, I would have done it.
Did you understand?
So I can empathize with it on some level.
Did you understand that it would hurt you physically? That there would be physical detriments down the line?
Two answers. Number one, how I was at that age.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, I didn't care, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah.
But secondly, and I think if I was in college now, I would care more because information is power. You know, back then you just didn't know.
Yeah, it was more speculation than actual facts.
Yeah, think about what kids were taught when we were young.
Right.
In like science and human and health class
and anatomy and everything.
Anatomy was really, you know, I don't mean to be blunt here, but don't protect yourself so you don't get STDs.
Yep.
You don't want to have an unexpected or an unwanted pregnancy. Mm-hmm. That's really all you thought about as a young man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like as you're growing. And now, you know, there's all sorts of alerts that the next generations have at their disposal. So if I was in college now, I would care because I would know. Back then, I didn't care because I didn't know. The only thing I knew is I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And actually, thank God I knew that because a lot of people lie to themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard to be honest in terms of determining your ultimate athletic ceiling. That's a hard thing to do, you know? But listen, the only deterrent has to be money. And I'm serious. And I don't know. I need to. Who can we talk to about? I need answers on this. I really do. Because if this was ever collectively bargained, and it was there in black and white, and it was you just couldn't color outside the lines. This is the rule. If you get pinched a second time,
you hit him where it hurts.
50% of your contract voided.
Yeah,
you hit where it almost in essence becomes like an NFL contract.
Yeah, you hit
bye.
You hit him where it hurts. You hit him where, and then you become an at-will employee,
mm-hmm.
and you're deterred because that's really what you care about. At the end of the day, you can't play when you're 35 years old. It's all right. You're still getting paid. Now all of a sudden, you're not getting paid anymore.
Yep.
You look at it a lot differently.
And just to guess, all these, you know, hollow excuses. I didn't know. I saw this doctor here. I had this condition. I didn't understand. You know what? Suddenly, watch how they know. Watch how they understand. Watch how they go to different doctors who change immediately. But they don't have the stones to do this. They would never collectively bargain this. So as we get ready to take a break here, I guess my final take on this is, as much as I'm not really fully surprised that people are still cheating, I don't really think there's an answer because there's nothing strong enough to dissuade them from doing such.
Right.
You know, Cano will be back next season.
You're right.
And he'll have every penny.
You're right.
All right, coming up next, Teague, let's get to, we're going to talk, well, you know what, we'll take a break and we'll get some reaction on this. I have a question for our audience. I really do. And I don't know how they're going to answer this. Do you care? Do you care? We talk about exit velo and launch angle and all these home runs. And do you care if players are taking whatever to put on the show that we see on a nightly basis? Do you care? 855-212-4227. Get some calls coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This week on my podcast, Tiki's Barbershop, I'll dive into a subject that has dominated my life for the past 4 years. BT, seen this. Running. Since 2014, I've run 8 marathons and 7 half marathons, including another big one coming up this weekend, the Brooklyn Half Marathon. So I invite you into the world of running as I chat with the president and CEO of New York Road Runners, Michael Caparuso. Tiki's Barbershop is brought to you by Geico. Go to iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify to download the podcast. And great news, there's a quick way that you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, a little Def Leppard and Journey. It's here and now. Journey, two of rock's most iconic bands, touring together this summer. It's a 58-city tour that begins May 21st and includes 10 stadiums, Wrigley Field, Coors Field, Fenway Park, Busch Stadium at AT&T in San Francisco, plus fabled venues like The Garden here in New York City, MSG, and the Fabulous Forum in L.A. Tickets for this incredible show go to LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com, or keep it right here with Tiki and Tierney for your chance to win tickets to the concert of your choice when you hear the Def Leppard and Journey sound. They're in the 5 Eastern hour today. Be correct caller at 855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 for your shot to win. Brought to you by us, Tiki and Tierney, Live Nation, CBS Sports Radio. For complete contest rules, go to CBSSportsRadio.com/rules. All right, Michael Lee is going to join us. Good. He does a nice job for Yahoo, covers the NBA. We'll get back to the hoops coming up next segment here. A few people wanted to chime in on the PED question. Mm-hmm. Do you care? I mean, do you really care? We can become all sanctimonious and really pretend we care about other players' livers and the other functions in the organs. Do you really care, though? Do you really care?
Not a whole lot.
You almost feel compelled to say, yes, I care.
Yeah.
But do you really care?
You know what I would have cared? If Robinson Cano was still a Yankee. When he went to Seattle, I mean, I still follow him a little bit, but not nearly as much as I used to.
Because it would have negatively impacted the trajectory of their season, or because of his health?
Because it's a distraction on a team that's ascending.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's the case out in Seattle. We'll know on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, I don't know if I care that much.
Mark is in Detroit, and Mark is on Tiki and Tierney. Mark, what's going on? How are you today?
Hey, it's an honor. Tierney, first of all, it's too bad you're not in Detroit anymore, but it's awesome to hear you got a national spotlight. Tiki, you single-handedly won many fantasy titles for me. I love you. You should be in the Hall of Fame.
I appreciate that, brother.
One quick thing. You guys need to make a road trip to Detroit September 10th.
You know,
working
on that. We got a couple things on the dartboard. Stay tuned.
Monday night football against the Jets, and you got the Astros playing the Tigers same night. It could be
JV
pitching that night. Man, that could be off the hook.
Oh, if Verlander's – I was going to say, you don't think the Tigers going to actually matter. No, but what he's saying is Verlander.
Even though they're hanging around right now. But, yeah, if JV's pitching that night, that could be a hot ticket.
That's interesting. So, cool.
You guys definitely need to make that road trip.
That would be worth taking the Tuesday off, be perfectly honest with you.
Please do. It's an awesome scene downtown now. Really, it is.
Oh, I know.
Hey, besides that, I say, hey, as long as everyone has equal opportunity to take whatever substances they want, as long as it's not causing immediate death, I say let them do it. Wow. Baseball was never funner than when McGuire and Sosa and those guys were mashing. So, as long as everyone's on an equal playing field and the pitchers can take it too, let them go. Mm.
You know, it's interesting. Thanks for the call there, Mark. Appreciate it. Much love to Detroit. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's...
It's an interesting take. You know, it's interesting. That take is interesting because I think if you said, all right, you can take this, 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 and this, or really anything, I wonder how many people would actually not do it. How many athletes would not? Because I think about it. If I was still playing and I'm not look at me now. This is my natural weight.
Mm-hmm.
85, 90 pounds.
5 foot nothing.
Nothing. 190, nothing. But when I was playing, I was about 212. And it was work.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be working out with Joe Carini deadlifting. Yeah. And it was
That was not your natural weight.
I hated it.
I mean, it was natural.
I mean, I loved it.
Naturally gained.
I loved it because
I would
look jacked, but
yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah,
it was too much work to keep it on. Like, I had to work that. To keep
I,
on that
I,
weight.
I could see that.
Now, if someone had said to me, hey, Teak, you don't have to work that hard. Just, you know, take a little bit of this. I don't, and it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, NFL may test you, but it's legal, right? Take it. The NFL condones it. Would you do it? I don't think I would have, because I remember when they gave us Naprosyn and Indocin, these opioids for pain.
That's for inflammation, right?
Inflammation, because my knees were always swollen up because I tore my PCL, and it was just
get me one because my sciatic is screaming. Get
I could
me
never
one.
Get it under control. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you strengthen it, it'll get stronger. Okay, try that. Nothing ever worked, so I was taking Naprosyn and Indocin just to not be in pain and not to have this bowling ball on my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And our medical staff came in and said, "Yeah, we're gonna start testing your liver." And I asked them why, and I told you the story before. They said because those opioids destroy your liver.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, I don't want to ever take one. So I stopped taking them completely because I think as an athlete, I cared about being good, but I cared more about being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I care, and especially this is after I had my first kid when AJ was born back in 2002. It was like I care more about living for the future than being great right now or being healthy right now. And I think some people would. I think it'd be a small percentage off of that last call, a small percentage if they were given the opportunity to take unfettered steroids. Athletes would actually abuse it and do it. I just don't think a lot of guys would.
Ooh, I disagree. I agree. I certainly.
I don't know, BT.
I hear you. We don't know. But I mean, as I hear you say that, I fully believe as pertaining to you.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing you,
but
that
I think
what you just
think,
said about
I think
you,
a lot of athletes,
not a doubt in my mind, you would do that.
But I think so many athletes are like that. Now, but steroids is different than
you're omitting one important thing.
Steroids is different than HGH.
I know, but you're rationalizing on a medicinal and on an intellectual level. What you're overlooking, financial desperation. You're overlooking.
Yeah, but these guys
are overlooking the desire, the need to bridge a gap between poverty. And finally end it.
Yeah, okay.
Finally complete the bridge and get to the other
side.
But
some of these guys...
And there's a lot more of those people.
But you're talking about making a couple of $1 million. So what's the league minimum for vets?
I'm talking about now the undercurrent below. So you're talking about in the NFL. If it's illegal in the NFL, you don't think that trickles down college, high school?
Maybe. But in baseball, it would, obviously, because of the minor leagues.
Yeah.
And this is just robust system where you're constantly trying to make it. So much of football is skill. I know a lot of it is power and strength, but so much of it is skill and smarts and technique. And it doesn't matter how strong you are. BT, I'll tell you, in truth, there were guys when I first came, I knew they were taking steroids. They never saw the field.
Mm-hmm.
They were strong as oxes.
But if they didn't take it, would they have gotten to the NFL?
Maybe, but it didn't give them an edge.
But it gave them a couple of $100,000 in their pocket. And for them, that's probably equivalent to a couple of million.
Maybe. It's just a fine line. When you see it in real time, and this is back in the late 90s when I first came in the league, and steroids were regulated, but not nearly like they are now. You knew guys were doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it, right?
That balloonish,
just attitudes and, you know.
Oh, yeah, and
acne,
and personality.
You knew it. But I don't think it made them better football players.
Oh, I don't dispute that. Only thing I would wonder is, did the steroids enable them to get to that level, just to get to that level?
Probably.
I'd have to say, if you tell me that their skill level was inferior, yeah, but they had brute strength, mm-hmm, I'm just guessing that it was the brute strength that maybe pushed them over the hump.
But don't we seem to find that the steroid users are the guys that are already good?
I mean,
I'm serious.
That's a broad statement. I can't co-sign that.
But think about the guys who have been suspended.
But think about all the minor leaguers that you don't really care about.
I know,
about.
But I'm just think about the
that
major.
I might read a little bit more than you because I love the minor
true
league.
These but think guys, about the major guys. Leaguers. But think about the major leaguers that have been clipped.
Yeah,
it's not. It wasn't that you know middle of the just missing all-star guy. It was always the star.
Well, outside of A-Rod, who am I missing? And just I have a million things in my head besides A-Rod. And now Cano.
Mm-hmm. Melky, you mean recent. Melky was one.
Was two tiers below that. Yeah, recently.
Yep.
Who else has been popped that's been like...
Well, there hasn't been really anybody. I mean, there's only been two this year. It was some... I forget who the other one was. There was
you know
two
what?
This year.
Even before...
Starling Marte.
Marte. That's right.
Marte's
great.
Right. But even go back even further. Like, when testing was first implemented, you know, we know the whole thing with Ortiz. Ortiz was never suspended.
Yeah.
I feel like it was more incentive or more of a weapon to reach a level that you wouldn't be able to reach organically. I don't know. I don't feel like the evidence is there that supports what you're saying.
D. Gordon. Like, D. Gordon in 2016. But these guys were good players. You know what I mean? They were good, solid baseball players. And then they were incentivized to try to be the best. And that's why they took steroids.
Yeah. I mean... It's murky, we wanted to take a few more calls and people are there, so we apologize. But I don't think people care. I don't think people care about cheaters. I think that the record book is an antiquated conversation, you know, because younger people don't. They didn't grow up with reverence for the
right
book, for Major League, like I did in terms of pertaining
right
to baseball.
Nobody takes the box score anymore.
Nobody checks out the box score that much.
I mean, nobody sits and colors in the bases. Double.
No, oh, God. You know? I think Evan Roberts actually still does that. I'm serious. I think Evan Roberts locally goes to games and still does the book.
Wow.
God bless him. Dinosaur. And he's a young guy. He's in his early 30s, like he's 50. All right, Teague. Tonight at 7 Eastern, tonight right here on CBS Sports Network, we need to talk. There he goes, returning. It's May premiere. Relives the Kentucky Derby with Leila Ali. Also joining are Kareem Jackson of the Houston Texans and Boston Marathon winner Desiree Linden, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. That is us, CBS Sports Network. So the ladies are back. Good stuff. We need to talk. Get the update from ACK. Michael Lee from Yahoo covers the NBA. Get to what went down last night at Toyota Center and what awaits the Cavaliers tonight. Does LeBron get a little help? And quite frankly, does LeBron play a lot better? I think we all know the answer to that. I think the more pertinent question is the first one. Does he get the requisite help to actually win? We'll have that conversation coming up. Here's Axe Update right now, Rich.
Okay, let's get back to hoops here on the show. First up, though, time for take a look at the Player of the Week, brought to you by Grainger. We take a look at one who got it done this week. It's the Mook Man, Mookie Betts, MVP candidate. It's been great this year, hitting .387 with an OPS almost of 1-1 his past seven games, which actually lowered his Major League best OPS, which is over 1.2, which is amazing. Betts joins Ted Williams, Manny Ramirez, the only Red Sox players in history with an OPS of over 1.200 in the team's first 40 games. He is incredible. All right, Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger, delivering the products and the best ones that you need to keep your facility running is what Grainger does best. They've been doing it for 90 years. Visit Grainger.com for whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger for the ones who get it done. 1-855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. Talk a little hoops here in a minute. Get on Michael Lee from Yahoo, see what's cooking with him. But I know Tim, who's down in beautiful Myrtle Beach, wants to check in, see what's going on. Timmy, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
Hello. Good. Doing good. Doing good.
Okay.
Yourself?
Good. We're doing all right, Tim. What's up?
You were talking about steroids and things going on. I'm just saying that teams are ahead of the curve. I'll just look at one team. Look at the Astros with Verlander and Morton. 2 years ago, last year, they're almost out of the game, and now all of a sudden they're like Cy Young players again. I mean, how does that happen? It just doesn't.
Well, but is it a spin rate thing or is it a chemical enhancement thing?
Yeah, is this a coaching thing? Is this something you saw pick up some, you know, video study and you notice something guys doing and you make a little tweak and – it's just like in golf, you know, you pick one little thing out of your swing, you fix it, and all of a sudden you're picking up an extra 5 or 6 yards,
yeah,
and putting well, whatever it may be. Sometimes it is mechanical. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it's hard to blame it completely on a performance enhancer. I understand why you would think that. It is kind of strange, but there have been others in the MLB that aren't putting it on these pitcher resurgence on performance enhancers, but more on, you know, sticky enhancers or pine tar or whatever it may be that gives them a better grip on the ball and lets them spin the ball faster to the spin rate point that BT was just making.
Trying to find the I want Fangraphs here, and there's been, you know, Morton's been a very interesting story this year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find his average fastball velocity. All right, that's the percentage of time that he threw. All right, here we go. So when he first came up in 2008, he was low 90s, 92 change.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's 97.2. I mean, that's a
how
it's wait, a 5 mile per
hour
jump.
He came up when?
So in 10 years, he's gained 5 miles per hour.
10 years?
10 years he's gained. Now, it was, you know, a slight bump, 92.4, 93.5, 94.2, 93, 92, 94, 92. And then what's alarming is now it goes from in 15 with the Pirates, 92 change. The last 3 years, 95, 96, 97.
Those last three
That's
years,
uncommon.
Those last 3 years are with the Astros?
No, one of them was with the Phillies.
Okay.
Yeah, the Pirates, you know, maybe, listen, it is possible that, you know, I'd like to talk to some, maybe C.J. Nikowski, not that we need him today, but maybe C.J.'s got some theories on this because we do attribute this directly to the Astros, but, and I'm looking at it right now, he went from 92.9 miles per hour to 95.4 from the Pirates to the Phillies. So if you want to throw darts at the Astros, which he's also gained extra velocity mm-hmm. from, then I also think you have to kind of include the Phillies here because that was the biggest jump. 92 change to 95 change.
Yeah, I don't know enough about baseball.
It's a big jump.
Baseball pitcher mechanics to say, well, this could have naturally happened because X or Y. You know what I mean? So
at that age, it's a little uncommon. I mean, not that he's 40.
Look, I always try to give athletes a benefit of the doubt, but sometimes it's beyond that.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
But that's a big jump. Steve's in New York, and Steve is on Tiki and Tierney. Steve-O, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Good, man.
Hey, listen, I love the show, but I got to tell you, Tiki, how could you say that you don't really care that a guy got caught cheating and you would care more if he's a Yankee? As a former athlete, a professional athlete, you should be appalled that anybody is cheating. Okay? I just don't get it. You guys should be outraged.
But here's the thing,
athlete,
Steve.
You know, especially the way he goes about it.
Steve,
goes to the Dominican Republic for a doctor, and I mean, come on.
Yeah, for high blood pressure, Dominican doctor for high blood pressure.
The only point I'll agree with you with
mm-hmm.
is you are correct. It's always the superstars who get nailed.
Yeah,
But should all collectively be outraged by guys who cheat. Especially,
but outraged, Steve. But outraged, why? Why be outraged? You know what I mean? What good is that going to do? Is that going to stop anybody from doing it? Is that going to stop Major League Baseball clubs from giving these guys hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts? What's the outrage going to do? I understand what you're saying, but what's the outrage going to do? Now, back to me as a player, I know that I played against guys that were cheating, but I also knew that regardless of that, I was better than them. You know, it wasn't going to help them enough. So go ahead, cheat. In 5 years, be sick or have your you know what shrink because of taking steroids. I'm going to be healthy and I'm going to be better than you, right? So when I say I don't care, I can't control someone else's decisions, and I'm not holier than thou. I'm never one to stand in an ivory tower and say, damn you for doing – that's not me.
It's also not your personality, too. I think maybe – Steve, you're still there, right?
If not who. All right, if you're what you're saying is, well, who am I and what do I care? Then nobody cares. So why do we even bother testing?
Well, that's the question that we are asking,
yeah.
Steve. Like, at this point, we know that guys are going to do this. They're going to try to get away with cheating. And even if you don't want to believe it, they're going to. Because
sure.
They're trying to find a competitive advantage or trying to hold on to greatness. Because that's what it seems like. It's a lot of these guys that are getting a little bit over their prime. And so they're trying to hold on to greatness for whatever reason, even though they've already made it. And already in baseball particularly, your contract is guaranteed. So it doesn't matter if you're mm-hmm. still great or not.
And his is guaranteed for a long time.
Agreed. So I don't know what being outraged is going to do other than be a condemning narrative. But it's not going to change anything because guys are going to still do it. The only thing that can change is if the MLB comes down even harder than they already are. One strike and you're out. Or as BT mentioned, null and void half your contract.
If you get pinched a second time. I'll give you a little wiggle room on the first one just in case there's a discrepancy or something legitimately did go awry and you're innocent.
And if there's a significant penalty, then we sit here and we don't get mad, but we just we yell at these guys for being stupid and ruining their opportunity in life. Right? That's what you would care. That's what you'd care about. Other than that, I can't tell somebody not to do steroids.
Yep. But it's all, I think what Steve, I hear you. And I think, you know, I think Steve, see, he's got this image in his mind, like this is how an athlete should react to cheating. Hmm. But you're wired differently. You're going to tell us what you're feeling for sure, but you're not going to bark at the moon and rant and rave like a maniac.
No.
I mean, that's just not what you do. You deliver it in a different way.
You're right.
And I would say when you listen to Tiki criticize, especially something like this, listen to what he says, maybe not the pitch in which it's said. Because I think that that's where the answer lies. You know
what
I mean?
You're right.
It's just a different way of delivery. And by the way, I don't know if this is actually anything. I'm still on this Morton kick here.
How old is he? 30?
Whatever, you're 30-something. 30? Something like that. The percentage in which he threw his fastball, something else that Fangraphs does, which is phenomenal, elevated significantly when he left the Pirates. He didn't trust his fastball this much. He threw it about 91% of the time.
Before.
With the Braves when he came up and the Pirates for a bunch of years. And now, the last 2 years with the Astros and also the Phillies before that, it's 95, 96. So the fact that he's throwing it with far greater frequency tells me there was some sort of variation, whether it's a grip, whether it's a release point, whether it's something to do with torque, whatever.
He found confidence in it.
He found confidence and he saw early results, which is why he throws it more frequently.
Yeah.
And
the more you do anything, the better you get at doing it.
Yeah. But I also think the reason why he throws it more frequently is because something was tweaked and it came out faster.
True. But still 92 to 97.
It's a big jump.
I mean, 97 that's like elite reliever territory.
Used to be.
True.
Now, I mean, you name a team now that doesn't have a guy that throws triple digits. Everybody touches triple
that's
digits.
A good point.
But how come nobody talks about this with Mike brought this up earlier. Mike was saying, I think this conversation was all fair, I'm pretty sure it was, about how, you know, these were the signs we saw, which we all ignored back in the day. You know, opposite field home runs, little second baseman doing damage, you know, 59 home runs, 52 home runs, just really starting to threaten the, you know,
all-time records,
all the marks here. And I think a lot of, I understand why Mike would look at the game now and say, boy, it's just something doesn't look right. We've been here before. But I also think you have to attribute it to the fact that people don't care. They go up there. And I'm swinging hard.
Yeah.
And if I miss, there's no damage. There's no penalty. I'm not going to get taken out of the lineup because I struck out three times last night. If I hit a 3-run home run tonight, all's good. Or if I go 1-for-5 with a 2-run homer and I strike out three times and I pop up and I leave 9 guys on base, as long as I have a 2-run home run, I'm okay and skip size. So I think that the fact that there's all these home runs now, I think you attribute it to ballpark, better athletes, a few variables. But I think the main one is that everybody's swinging for the fence.
True, and guys are just getting stronger. And then that's not a PED thing. It's just it's a physical thing. Athletes get bigger and stronger. Medicine is better. You know, training techniques are more refined.
Yeah.
You know, you get healthy quicker. It's just different. It's just you didn't used to get in ice tubs. You know what I mean? Now you go get in an ice tub. Right? Now,
that's torture, by the way.
Oh, that's terrible. There used to not be those cryo, you know, whatever.
I went in one of those machines. They put the robot in.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in one?
No, never been in one.
Jen was actually selling them for a while.
Oh, get out of here.
Yes, I went. I got to test it out. It was about 5 years ago. It's hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
But you have to wear a robe and, like, these insulated socks that go up to your calf.
Yeah, otherwise you get frostbite.
Frostbite. It's torture. I mean, you're in there for 2 minutes, and it's like, I mean, it's tough.
pissed off. I didn't do it long enough to really know the long-term effects.
My point
is, good.
That didn't exist 15 years ago.
I hear you. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, quick way to save money. Just switch to Geico, whether it's homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Get it all at Geico, at Geico.com. All right, so we kind of asked the question yesterday, is it a must-win for the Rockets? We didn't think the Rockets would win. We both said the Warriors would win. But do we think it's a must-win for the Cavaliers? The old adage, doesn't start until the home team loses a game. We got to get to LeBron. He's ready to beast, we think. That's coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.